When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Beckler and Shauna podcast, your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home.
It's Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
This is the Beckler and Shauna Pisscast.
Yes, it is.
Apparently, if you email us from some organizations with the word piss or pisscast, it gets blocked. Friend of the show.
That's pretty funny.
Dan sent us an email the other day. He said, I can't call it the Pisscast because it'll get blocked. Yeah, it'll get flagged.
Hilarious.
Get caught by their filter.
Okay.
This depends on how sensitive your company's filters are. Ours aren't very.
No.
This being a radio station.
Yep.
Lots of swearing and email goes on around here.
Yeah, definitely. And lots of questionable things are Googled on these computers.
I have to give a shout out today.
Yes.
It is my son Brigham's 7th birthday.
Happy birthday, Briggs!
He is one of the biggest fans of the podcast.
Yep.
One of the biggest Beanus heads.
That's awesome.
And he's turning 7 today, so...
What are you going to do for his birthday?
Well, he's at school, and then Bo has baseball tonight, so we're going to do pizza for dinner.
Nice.
His favorite thing in the world is Panago Pizza's cheesy dip.
Oh, yeah.
He just loves that. So he's like, I don't care as long as I get a big jar of cheesy dip.
Perfect.
Okay, we can do that.
Yep.
And then cake. And then I think he's going to have like a big birthday party with all his friends in June once it's a little nicer because we'll do it at the lake. But he's never had a birthday party. McKenna and I have like something's come up each year or he just like didn't ask for one.
Yeah.
But he's never had a birthday party before, so he's very excited this year to invite a ton of kids and make up for the years he didn't have one.
That's awesome.
That's what we're going to do for him.
Great.
Yeah. On today's show, a heritage moment since it's Wednesday, some more things you can't look cool doing, an update on this story about the Boston Pizza commercial encouraging you to cheer for other Canadian teams. The City of Calgary has repealed the single-use plastics bylaw, the very unpopular bylaw that came in, so we'll do a eulogy for that and talk about it. Type of snobs, a great day in elementary school. You'll remember this day. A very eerie video that we received from Canmore recently. Mm-hmm. You'll get to hear some white girls go super white girl. What if this Law and Order Canadian edition thing expands across the country? We'll talk a bit more about that. And Shauna's friend who's about to do something at 40 that almost everybody else has done.
Yes.
That and more after your Out of Context clip.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
A friend of mine has never been to a wedding. And she is almost 40.
Never?
And she is going to her first wedding this weekend. It's very exciting. Yeah, she admitted this, and I was like, you've never been to?
How is that possible?
I don't know. She's traveled around quite a bit, so what I'm guessing is, you know, friends who maybe got married, maybe she
wasn't there for the wedding.
Couldn't fly back for it, that kind of thing.
But family or anything?
No.
That's very unusual.
That's very rare.
Not be many 40-year-olds who had never been to a wedding.
Totally.
I haven't been to a ton of weddings. Like I have some friends, it seems like they're at a wedding every friggin' weekend.
Yeah.
I've been to, I don't know, a dozen maybe?
Yeah.
But
I'd probably be in and around that as well. But yeah, never been to a wedding. I was just like, wow. So she was shocked because we were talking about, you know, the customs and the gifts and that kind of thing. And she was shocked about the fact that you have to give a gift for the engagement party and for the wedding.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then also pay for the bachelorette party. So she was just kind of calculating all the stuff. And I was like, yeah.
You have to give an engagement gift?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I figured the wedding gift was the gift.
There's the bridal shower, and then there's the wedding gift, and then there's the bachelor party gift, and then there's the Jack and Jill sometimes. There's a lot of things that start to... It's funny because we started calculating the amount of money spent, and it was like, wow. I actually went to one wedding, and I started calculating how much I think that wedding cost, and I would say it was probably close to $4,000 when it was all said and done.
Were you in the wedding party?
Yep.
Yeah, that becomes very expensive when you're in the wedding party. I actually declined being in a wedding party one time because I didn't have the money. It was going to cost me too much.
It's crazy to think about. Like, I was like, I've had a couple weddings in the same year that where I've been in the wedding party. And if I look back, I was like, I wonder how much I spent that year. It was probably $6,000 maybe or something on weddings. I was just like, that's a lot when you do start doing the calculations.
That's what my entire wedding cost.
Yeah.
Was $6,000.
I know. And then, of course, if they get pregnant right away, well, then we go into the whole rigmarole of there's the gender reveal and then there's the party for the baby. And then there's the gifts that come along with that.
It's too much, isn't it?
Like,
that's
a lot of
too
parties.
Much. It should, I don't know. It should never put any financial strain on any of your friends to be part of your wedding, I don't think.
Like, and it's not intentional. And like, it's, I totally understand. People don't mean to do that.
But you got to know, like, if you're expected to go on a trip for the bachelorette party and like get these outfits for it and get gifts. And
I think a lot of it is optional though. So I guess what you can do is just say, I'm not going to do that. Right.
Like, it's a high pressure option though.
You'd feel really bad doing it, but that would be the reality. And I
felt
it.
Terrible when I declined the one guy because I was just like, man, I just don't have the money for this. So
yeah. And I've done that before in the past as well, where it's just like, I'm so sorry I can't make it. And I did. I felt awful. I remember actually to this day, there's one wedding that I couldn't make it to because of financial reasons. And I still regret it to this day. It was just like, man, I feel really bad that I couldn't. I know. And they totally understood and they don't hold it against me at all. It's in my own head though. And that's why if you can do it, you try and do it. But financially, $4,000 up there
for someone else's wedding. Like I said, I didn't spend that on my own wedding. That's insane.
Oh, I should take that. Can I have that money? Can I has that back, please?
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Earlier this week, we were talking about how there is a Law and Order Toronto.
Yes.
Criminal intent. I wasn't aware of that until just recently.
Me neither.
And then we were kind of joking about how that show wouldn't really work in rural Alberta because there just aren't that many really serious crimes.
No.
As there are in like a big, big city like Toronto?
No, it'd be a lot more tame.
Sure.
You know? Yeah.
Friend of the show, Damon, messaged us and said, I hope that they continue to expand Law and Order to the rest of Canada. Like, what would Law and Order Vancouver look like?
Oh, my God.
It would be like Law and Order Vancouver Hurt Feelings Unit.
Yeah.
You know, like
100%.
Perpetual Victims Unit.
Yeah. That would totally be how it went. The victim was blocked from getting home due to yet another mass protest blocking traffic.
Someone in the washroom used too much paper towel to dry their hands. Let's get forensics in to look at the paper towel carcass in the garbage.
I mean, hundreds of Canucks fans were arrested after lighting yet another car on fire.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
A friend of mine, Beckler, who is not a girly girl normally. She was in Fiji a couple weeks ago and they hit the white girl jackpot. She posted this video and they're in a boat and there was a pod of baby dolphins swimming alongside the boat.
Oh, yeah.
Not just dolphins. Baby dolphins. And she posted this video and I was killing myself because you can hear all of the white girl excitement that's happening here. Just listen to this. And again, this is somebody who normally doesn't have this in her.
It's just like
a
chorus of, oh my god.
And then all yours, it's so pretty. Holy.
Oh my god.
I immediately was just like, oh, what is happening in this video? Like, this is hilarious.
I'll say this though, Shauna.
Oh,
had I been on that boat,
oh, me too.
I think I probably would have been right there with
everyone.
Them.
I think
like,
would.
That is friggin' magical.
Yes.
Baby dolphins.
Leaping. Not even just.
Leaping gaily alongside your boat.
Like, come on. Oh, just one
Was that a yes? Get it? There was a yes in there.
And
got it.
Ooh. They're so polite. No one's swearing, though. It's all, oh, my goodness. Oh.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Friend of the show, Craig, sent me a video. It was World Laughter Day being celebrated in Canmore.
Oh.
So it's a bunch of people in the park in front of that stage sort of bandstand that they have there.
Yep.
And they're walking around just laughing. They're all filming themselves, and they're giving the peace sign to each other, and everyone's just kind of milling around
laughing.
Laughing.
So just they're not laughing at anything.
Just celebrating laughing. I'm a big fan of laughing.
Interesting program.
I believe most humans are.
Yeah.
But this is insane.
Laughing about nothing is... That's new.
It's crazy looking when you look at it.
Yeah.
Everyone's just slowly walking around, uh-huh, giving each other the peace sign and laughing.
Uh-huh.
Imagine if you were walking through that park on your way to somewhere else.
Yes.
And you got stuck in the middle of it.
These people have escaped from the insane asylum.
This isn't good.
Yeah, I would not be. No.
Anyway.
What drugs are you on, man?
In Canmore? Some. Yeah. Yes. Some.
But. Well, that's it, but not that many.
Wow.
Nope.
Well, we did not celebrate. It was May 5th. We didn't celebrate World Laughter Day here, Shauna.
No.
We should have, because apparently you don't need to be laughing at anything in particular.
You just laugh.
You can just laugh, and that's not a crazy thing to do.
Okay. No.
There's a woman outside looking at us, and she's as scared as I am.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
Do you remember track and field day at school, Beckler?
Do I ever? Loved track and field day.
I was trying to think. I was like, I think that might have been the day I looked forward to the most. But there were a few notable days in elementary school that you would truly look forward to. Track and field day would be up there, okay? Pizza day.
Pizza day was good.
Huge day.
Mm-hmm.
Take your kid to work day. I really liked that one.
That only happened in grade 9 for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it is grade 9. I thought we had one younger, but regardless, that was always a really fun day as well. I did a few of them. And I remember once I went with my mom, a couple times probably with my mom, and then I went to see my aunt's place. She worked at CTV at the time.
Ah, yes.
That was a big deal for me. Pretty excited about that. Costume day. We had some costume days in elementary school.
These days, they have like 2 theme days per week.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like crazy hair day,
crazy with
pajama
the days.
Day, jersey day, dress like an old person day. They have like multiple of these per week, and McKenna and I forget most of them.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of days.
It's a lot to remember.
Especially poor parents.
Yeah.
2 a week? As a parent, you're supposed to stay on top of that?
I'm exaggerating, but it's all the time.
Okay. Yeah. All right. What was your favorite day, though?
We used to have this day at the end of the school year.
Yeah.
Right at the end of the school year, where they would break the whole school up into teams. So you would be on teams with kids from all different grades.
Oh.
And you'd have a team leader who was usually in grade 7.
Yeah.
And they'd pick a team name and a cheer and everything. And then the whole day was outside in the park. And there were all these like stations that were run by the grade 8 students who were graduating that year.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you would like earn points for your team by completing these challenges at all these different stations. And then there was like a big celebration at the end of it.
Well, that sounds fun.
It was the best because the weather was always nice.
Yep.
They'd have a concession and like music playing.
You preferred that to track and field day?
I think so. Because you got to know a bunch of kids from different grades and stuff. And track and field day was fun, but I was always also kind of nervous because I wanted to do well.
It's true.
And then go to the city championships to represent our school. So
Yeah, that's fair.
I loved it.
Even just outdoor class days. Do you remember when it got nice? Like this time of year when it started to get nice and you could go and you had class in the park or class in the grass and you were like, yeah, this is awesome.
My boys have something called DPA, designated physical activity.
Oh.
And they said it just pops up on their schedule randomly and they'll get to go outside for like a bonus. They call it secret recess is what they call it.
Bonus day. Yes. We had that sometimes too, actually. Now that you mention it. That's the best because then you didn't even know it was coming. And then that extra excitement.
We also had something called Gym Blast. And I don't know if that existed here, but it was a company that would come in and like have all these events in the gym, like where you'd compete against each other.
Oh.
It was tons of fun. It was so much fun.
I really wish I didn't go to school in Brampton sometimes.
You had knife fight day, didn't you?
It was self-defense day. Every day.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
Got this voice memo, and we love voice memos.
We sure
do. You can send us a voice memo instead of a message. That's always better.
Mm-hmm.
This came from friend of the show, Patrick, yesterday.
You had a bit today about heart rate monitors, and it kind of reminded me of the snobbery that exists with smartwatches. Anyway, so I'm a Garmin supporter and I have a Garmin Apex Pro. My daughter has a Garmin Venu. Of course, one of the other kids at school, when my daughter's wearing that, says, well, I have an Apple Watch and Apple Ultra or whatever. And they kind of go back and forth on argument on who has a better watch, if you will. And if you pay attention to it online, there are people who have no connection to the company, if you will. They don't get any benefit from that company doing well, but they will fight to the death to prove that they have the more superior watch on their wrists.
Mm-hmm. That is a thing.
That's like, true for a lot of products.
Yes. But watch snobs are a thing, and then fitness trackers are a new type of thing, and that is very much a thing. Yeah.
I have this like Fitbit Inspire 2, just a little one.
Yep.
And my wife's sister was like, she's like, I'm going to buy you a new one because that one sucks so bad. Mm. And I was like, really? I like it.
And I have an Apple Watch. And,
Ooh, look at you.
But then there's an Apple Plus watch. Like, I know.
Yeah. There's even like another layer to this in that I'm snobbish about the stats that I put up on my fitness tracker.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very proud of the calories that I burn and the steps that I take. You know?
Yeah.
So, and then I can see what Patrick's saying, because there are these communities where you can like share your data and stuff. And I'm sure there's all kinds of smartwatch fitness tracker snobbery going on.
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Oh, is that your smartwatch? I might have an old one somewhere you could have. It would be an upgrade.
I'm sorry you call that a fitness tracker. That's more of a fitness slacker, am I right?
That brand of smartwatch is only one step above chiseling your fitness data into stone tablets throughout the day.
You think your fitness watch has a good battery life? Mine lasts 6 years underwater with the flashlight on, running video and utilizing all the apps all at once.
Well, what does it matter what brand of fitness tracker you're wearing when you're barely pulling down 10,000 steps per day?
You call that stats? My fitness tracker shows my heart rate, my sleep rate, my body mass index, my water intake, my cycle, my toenail length, my zit patterns, my mood, my dog's mood, my partner's pooping schedule. It could truly clone me.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
Well, as we've been mentioning in the news, Calgary has officially repealed the single-use plastics bylaw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The charge of, was it 15 cents for a
Yeah, and then $1 for a reusable one.
Yeah, but it was, the money didn't go to anything. It was just that retailers were required to charge that.
Yes.
So it went right back to the retailer.
Yes, it did. A bit silly, needless to say, but
council,
it's gone now.
City council took an ass whooping on that.
They did, yeah.
What really surprised me, though, is that the vote was, I think it was 12 to 3. There were three councilors who voted in favor of, even after all that, of keeping this single-use plastics ban in place. They were Councillor Giancarlo Carra and Courtney Penner and Walcott. Oh. And I guess there's two ways you could look at that. I mean, on one hand, you could applaud council.
They were sticking to their guns.
Well, I was going to say you could applaud the rest of council for admitting that they made a mistake and that this didn't work and it was unpopular. That's admirable.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it also takes some stones to stick with it in the face of overwhelmingly unpopular opinion.
100%.
So,
yeah. So,
yeah.
Of course, with this, I was like, well, we have to obviously eulogize this bylaw.
Sure.
Back.
Would you like to say a few words in eulogy of the ill-advised?
Yes, please.
Single-use plastics bylaw?
We are gathered here today to remember the single-use items bylaw that lasted 2 weeks before council said, oh, this is dumb. Maybe we should start trying to repeal it. And it was a wee dumb. I mean, I get trying to reduce waste, okay? But charging for a paper bag, for example, I mean, those don't hurt the environment, but you know what? I will miss ordering fries and having to take them off a dirty tray that's been Lord knows where. I will miss trying to juggle 14 items all at once, Beckler, while fumbling out of the store, dropping burgers and pop bottles and runaway eggplants along the way. And I will truly, truly miss that extra out-of-pocket expense if I did need a bag, because I mean, honestly, who doesn't like to pay more money for things right now?
Yeah, that was nice.
Right?
That was real nice.
That was a thrill. Anyway, plastics to plastics, dump to dump.
Yeah.
Beckler, do you have a musical tribute
I do,
for us?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
They lied and said they're in love with it. Goodbye, the plastic span.
That was beautiful.
We gave you money, you gave us bags. Goodbye, the plastic span.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I do still believe that the bylaw was overwhelmingly unpopular.
Mm-hmm.
But we got this message and I thought I'll read this just to show that not everybody agrees with that. They said, reversing the plastic ban shows how ignorant and privileged Calgarians are. The world is facing catastrophic ecological collapse and we are insisting on being able to buy plastic bags. It's embarrassing. I commend the councillors that are benefiting the people of Calgary. Or I guess it was a typo. So Calgarians that... The councillors that honored what's best for Calgarians.
Right.
And I said, I think it was more so that, like, the money didn't go to any sort of green initiative or anything. It just went right back into the pockets.
And, I mean, we even acknowledged, I was saying, like, don't get me wrong, I get that we need to reduce waste. That was not the way to do it. As you said, like, you're charging more. I guess in charging more, you're trying to discourage people from wanting to pay that price. So
that's
maybe
it. It's
in
kind
that
of the
case,
philosophy behind the carbon tax.
Right? Yeah, I guess so. It just seemed odd that, yeah, you're paying for, again, like, paper bags that are recyclable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, paper seems like the better option. But I've seen this comment come up a lot in the discussions around this bylaw, that in the 70s and 80s, the push was to move away from paper bags because of deforestation.
I was going
to
say, because of trees. Yeah.
And that plastic was the more ecologically friendly option. And now we realize that's not really the case.
Yeah.
I also saw a comment yesterday. I don't know if this is true or not, but they said most paper products today, they come from, like, tree farms.
Right.
From, like, managed forests.
Yes.
Not from old growth forests being logged, which is, I think, kind of what people think of when they hear deforestation.
Totally.
Or, like, these huge swaths of Amazon that are being cut down to make way for grazing and that.
Yeah.
And that's a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, anyway, I think if you polled most Calgarians, that bylaw would have been fairly unpopular, but wanted to give both sides of that.
Yeah, totally.
Can I read a few reviews, Shauna?
Yes.
On the podcast? So, you remember my son, Bo, he listens on CastBox.
Yeah.
And he had asked if anyone who listens via CastBox would be able to leave some reviews on there, because he said there are only two. Well, a few people listened. Okay, so the screenshot cut off whoever this was, but it said, hey guys, just switched over to CastBox because Google Podcasts is no more, and I heard you mention this app on the show a while ago and how there are hardly any comments. My son and I have been listening to your morning show since you took over from Tyler and Lynch back in the day, so he's growing up with your show, always a staple for the morning commute, and then I always catch the full podcast afterwards. I mean, that's dedication. If you listen to the live show and then the podcast,
that's impressive.
And you've heard a lot of it already.
It also makes me feel very old. How old is his son now? You know?
Yeah.
Is this
good
one of
question.
Those where we're going to meet his son and be like, I started listening when I was born and now I'm 18 and I can drink? And, well, I'm like, holy hell, I'm old.
Well, that's kind of like at Beer Fest on the weekend, I ran into our friend Trevor, who works for Alberta Beer Festivals.
Yeah.
And years ago, Trevor and I emceed Beer Fest one night.
Right.
And it was so much fun. We had, you know, just walked around the event with a microphone and, like, shouted out different breweries and people and stuff, and then the next day my son Brigham was born,
right?
So, and now he's turning 7, so that's,
we're old.
Yeah, it goes quick.
Yeah,
this is another review from friend of the show Brian, and he said, hey guys, I started listening on here a bit ago so I could listen from episode 1. Thanks for the entertainment. It fulfills my work day every day. It's funny to listen to you back in the day because it sounds like you guys used to swear and such a bit more. A little more piss and vinegar. A little more fire in your speech, if you will. I hope you guys aren't getting soft. Just kidding. You are awesome. Support the troops. Let's go.
Bullshit.
Have we softened up, Shauna?
Maybe.
I wonder.
I do. I mean, to be fair, I think when we first started the podcast, we swore a little more on the podcast because it was a novelty. It was a new thing back then where you could.
Yeah.
Now I don't really find the need to, but that's why I just dropped a shit. There's another one
for
you.
Thanks for
that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. It was like, I think I'm just so...
I was about to drop an F-bomb, but I'm not going to do that. There's still kids who listen. Maybe I've got it soft. Do we used to drop F-bombs on the podcast? Probably.
I've never been a big F-bomb guy.
No.
But... I don't know, maybe we were just kind of like celebrating the freedom that we had on the podcast.
Yeah, perhaps when we started. No, I'm sorry, Jesus.
I think I used to be a little more, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but like, I think I pissed a lot of people off more back then than I do now.
Okay, maybe.
Said a few things recently that got a few people upset, and I was like, oh yeah, I kind of remember what this felt like back in the day when
right.
I would, you know, when I'd be constantly dealing with like angry.
You were fighting with the
stuff.
Internet quite a bit more back then
back
as well.
Then. Yeah. Yeah.
You'd get real fired up. I remember I'd look over at you and I could always tell when you were getting into it with neckbeards on Reddit because you'd lean in. You always had a look. I'm like, oh shit, he's back on Reddit. Like,
I have a posture, hey?
Yeah, yeah. You'd like dive into the computer. You'd like be standing up straight, then you'd just die. You'd disappear behind it. I'm like, oh.
There's a thing up in the studio here that says it's like a scoreboard, Beckler versus the internet.
Yeah.
And that hasn't been updated in a long time because I guess we're too busy.
Yeah.
I don't have time to fight with shitbirds on the internet. But.
Yeah, that would sometimes, I remember it would fire you up. I'd be like, okay, take deep breaths.
Yeah.
Take a little walk. It's good.
Break
the neck beards.
I wonder what happened. Like if some of the venom is gone or if we just kind of like settled out into more of an equilibrium in terms of even like not just us, but the audience as well. People who are
used
okay
to us
with
now
it.
As well. So.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe when like when we were new to the show, it was a little more jarring.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Good question.
Interesting.
But yeah.
Thank you for the reviews.
We'll try not to get too soft for
reviews.
You,
yeah, we'll harden up here.
Thank you for the reviews as well. You can leave a review on, like you said, CastBox or Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
We'll read it no matter what you say, good or bad. And a big thank you to Shane Holmes, who sponsors this podcast. They offer affordable customization so that you can make your home bespoke. Tailored just to you, and that involves like rearranging their floor plans and stuff.
Totally.
You can make rooms bigger or smaller. You can move walls.
Make it yours.
Put a door there.
Mm-hmm.
They can do that for you, and you won't pay those huge custom home prices that you think of when you think of a custom floor plan. Learn more about them at ShaneHolmes.com. Check.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
We were talking about that Boston Pizza commercial, which is trying to get Canadians to cheer for other Canadian teams.
Which I disagree with. Yep.
I think most of us did.
Yes.
We weren't sure if it was for real or if it was just a
clever piece of anger marketing.
Outrage marketing. Yeah. Because it's like, no, most Canadians are not going to cheer for their rivals just to get the cup back.
Are you just trying to get us fired up here?
I mean, there are a few hockey fans who are just cheering for any Canadian team, and I guess that's admirable. That is not me.
No.
So, tell me which theory you think this piece of information supports.
Okay.
Friend of the show, Noel, sent me a photo of the Boston Pizza in Penticton, BC.
Yeah.
And on the sign outside of the restaurant, it says, "Bring home the cup, let's go Oilers."
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It said, "Let's go Oilers." In Penticton, BC, where I would assume most people are fans of the Canucks.
You'd think so.
Yes. I mean, there might be some Oilers fans there, right? There's lots of Albertans that have migrated that way.
Or, I mean, do a lot of surrounding areas of Vancouver dislike Vancouver as well? You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know. Maybe there are more Oilers fans there.
I would think that, like,
you'd
across the province of BC, it would be primarily Canucks fans. Like,
even
I lived way up north in BC, and the Canucks were huge up there, right? Even 800 kilometers away from Vancouver. So,
I mean, this person just maybe sparking another little bit more controversy. Although, it's interesting, because if you own one of the teams like that, there are bars here that do this that are the Oilers bars. Even though we're in Flames country.
Oh, right.
And they will be the ones being like, look, we are kind of the unofficial Oilers bar, knowing that then people will all kind of flock if you are one of the minority. So
bold
maybe
strategy behind enemy lines, isn't it?
Holy crap, is that bold strategy? But I'm like, I wonder if that's what that Boston Pizza is doing. They're trying to be the supporter, of the heels.
Noel thought maybe there's some directive from Boston Pizza head office that, like, you need to. But that wouldn't make sense when they're still when this series is between two Canadian teams and one of them is the local team.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, you'd think you'd put both signs up and then be like, come on, let's watch this Canadian rival together.
Right.
You know, and we can actually divide the restaurant and have this one fans from, you know, if you want. But
as opposed to picking the out of province team.
Yeah.
Maybe the other side of the sign said, let's go Canucks. I don't know. I only saw the one side.
That's just it. Could have been that. Or again, maybe they're trying to be the bar for all those. The outsiders.
Yeah.
Like the one here.
But I mean, to put that up on your sign in BC,
when
the series is between those two teams.
Bold. The Beckler and
and Shauna podcast.
I have a couple can't look cools.
Excellent. Couple
things you can't look cool doing.
Okay, give them to me.
One is from friend of the show, Andrew, who pointed out that those, you know those grocery baskets with the wheels?
Yeah.
They're not a shopping cart.
Nope.
They're half basket, half cart.
Yes.
You have to pull them around, and he said those are pretty uncool.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
Nope.
They are convenient.
They are convenient, but yeah, you can't, no.
Because there have been plenty of times where I get a basket and then realize that, oh, I need some heavy things. And then like, just sweating by the time you get to the till.
Oh, yeah, I know. We all do that, right? You're always like, oh, I'm going to come for one thing, 17 things later. I need a basket.
So the basket with wheels.
If not a cart. That's a good, yep, I like that.
Can't look real cool.
No.
I would also like to add this one in honor of slow pitch season starting. You can't look cool taking beer league sports too seriously.
No.
I mean, you and I, with our team, we don't play on the team anymore, but we have been involved in some heated games.
Yep.
And it seems real when you're in it, mm-hmm. and then you take a step back, you're like, oh yeah, this is slow pitch.
Yeah.
Like, this really doesn't matter.
The scouts aren't waiting in the wings, right?
Like, no. Everybody has a bum knee. We all suck.
Chill the frig out.
Like, none of us are real good.
Yeah, anyone who actually can play the game is embarrassed by our skill level. Yeah, so.
I keep getting these videos on my TikTok feed, and it'll be of slow pitch games where like a fight almost breaks out, or someone's like really pimping out a home run,
right?
And it's just like, man, that's slow pitch.
Over celebrating, like, too. Oh, yeah, no, nope,
no,
can't look cool
you
doing that.
You cannot look cool,
no,
at all. It's slow pitch, man.
You'd have some 65-year-old with a bum knee, and you got a home run off of him, and you're like, yeah!
Good for you.
Yeah, the guy's hacking darts. Like, really, man?
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
As the summer approaches, so does the preparation for the Calgary Stampede. Stampede is a celebration of Western culture and, of course, the rodeo.
And when it comes to Stampede, we mostly celebrate the riders, the bull riders, the chuck wagon drivers, and the barrel racers, for example. But we don't often celebrate the animals involved in the rodeo.
Well, there is one particularly famous horse who may unofficially be the symbol of Stampede. You've probably never noticed, but he's been featured on several Stampede posters and art pieces throughout Stampede history.
This horse was owned by one of the men who originally created Stampede, Guy Wiedek. He was purchased back in 1918 when Wiedek was looking for the most untamed and wildest of animals to start up his modest little rodeo. Our recent Career Day guest, silversmith and amateur Stampede historian Scott Hardy, has more.
This horse was kind of a different deal. This horse was condemned to death because he kept bucking everybody off. So when they had horses like that, they would brand his neck with a one and a three. So one condemned. He had a crazy habit of when he was bucking, he would look back up at the rider. So they started calling him ICU.
So Edward Borain, an artist at the time, drew up a poster for Stampede using an image of the iconic horse ICU. It was used for the Stampede posters for several years, right through the 1920s.
It's a very famous image of a bucking horse that has now kind of become iconic in representing Stampede as a whole. And the horse it features, ICU, truly paved the way.
He even has his own bronze statue. It, too, was based off the drawings by Edward Borain and stood for many years right at the front gates of the grounds. It was presented to the Calgary Stampede to mark the 75th anniversary of the province of Alberta.
ICU represents the true grit, intensity, and wild heart of the West, and more specifically, the danger and thrill of the traditional saddle, bronc, and bareback events at the Stampede itself.
This has been an Alberta Heritage Moment. You've been listening to the Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home.
You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's Alternative, X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have Beckler and Shauna downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.
After Hours with Mariah and Ty, a weekly podcast that brings this dynamic duo to another level of awesome and allows you to listen on your own terms. Go behind the curtain and hear the stuff you won't hear on the radio. Like, they're going to say.
Find After Hours with Mariah and Ty wherever you get your podcasts.